Live and International, The Midwood Files.
On 11LR and I, it's LF Midwood. With talk and more.
Got that little piano part at the end there. Welcome to the Midwood Files. My name is LF Midwood. That was actually a last-minute addition. I had something else queued to play, but I figured I thought about it. And I was like, hey, why don't I play that? Because it's applicable to part of what I'll be talking about tonight. As some of you may be aware, I wasn't on last week. And the reason I wasn't on last week is because our female cat, Cornelia, she's a mask and mantle, which is a variation of tuxedo, which she's all white on the bottom and she's black on top. She disappeared. She must have been. We were getting a grocery order, and I must have just not been paying attention, which is very rare. Cause did I mention that in the Midwood Files? My name is Elf Midwood. I don't even remember what I did the intro. Anyway. So she escaped. She must have escaped. We searched all over the house to make sure that she wasn't anywhere in the house, because people told me they can get up into furniture and stuff, and you know, mattresses and all that shit. And I was like, oh my god, this fucking cat. She's just not like that. You know, she's just so food motivated. I've never been a more food motivated creature in my life. As it turns out, she wasn't here. She left. She was gone. Every day we would open the door and call her name, and I was out there a few times, for reasons unrelated, walking around the backyard, with a flashlight, and, I went to counseling 2 days ago, and I walked back from the drugstore, and I walked up the block that, you know, just to see if she'd run up the block or whatever the deal is. Nope, no Cornelia, none, zero, zip, zun. So needless to say, we were crushed. I compartmentalized the best I could, which is what I'm prone to do about things. And we just, you know, we just kind of hoped that one day she would reappear, you know, cause cats are like that. They do weird shit. And she was a house cat. So she was always kind of curious about outside, and she had run out once or twice to the neighbor's parking lot next door and hung out on their SUV until I called her and she came back out. You know, little stuff like that. I think once she got into the backyard, she ran out, and she got into the backyard, and she went under the steps in the backyard. And it was just like, okay, come on back in. We got stuff to do. And I'd pick her up, and she'd like hiss because she was like so confused. It was like in sensory overload, because it's usually, for the most part, pretty mellow around the interior of this house. Outside, not so much. So that was that, and we were waiting for... you know what the deal was. We figured we'd be here 6 months, maybe even more, not for nothing. Hang on, I want to take my cans off for a second and then take my glasses off so I'm a little bit more comfortable, and then put the cans back on. That's what I'm gonna do. Earlier this evening, we got a grocery delivery. Funny how that works out to be. I think the last one was Thursday. It was like 9 days. So we got a grocery delivery. And in the process of pulling that stuff inside, she came running. She came running back into the house. Junior and I we're not 100% sure of which direction she came from, but she didn't come up the front stairs. She might have been under them and then jumped through the railing, or she might have been somewhere else and come through the higher railing and jumped up. But needless to say, everybody was happy to see each other. She looks to be in good shape. She smells a bit like petroleum. Not quite sure what that's all about. But oddly enough, her white coat underneath is perfectly clean. So I don't know if she doesn't. When I picked her up off the street, the drug dealer next door had moved out and put her on the street. And I scooped her up minutes later. I got her in to the house with some food. I let her in and she followed me. But she was perfectly clean. She was my 9-month-year-old kitten. She was perfectly clean. She looks perfectly clean now. So either she's just, you know, maintaining that cat-like fastidity, I guess that's the word, about being clean, you know. So I'm glad she's back. Spatsy, not so much. what's the other one? Chauncey, yeah, not so much. Yeah, because Cornelia's she's the alpha cat. She, even though she's female, she's very alpha-ish. That's like kind of mind-blowing. You know, 9 days. Like, where did the cat go? what did she do and where did she go? We had always kidded about, getting, cams or something and sticking them around their neck, you know, Spatsy, too, and just see, what their day is like, you know, even around the house. So I don't know. You know, I could all sorts of theories we could come up with as to where this cat was, but she's glad to be home. She's eating and drinking and having a swell time. Speaking of which, I got this. What is this? This is vitamin water, zero sugar. It's called Gusty, watermelon and peach. I don't know what that entails. I'm gonna open this in a moment. I've been drinking a lot of zero sugar stuff, mostly the I wanted to binge. This is really funny, actually. I wanted to binge a couple weeks ago on some sugar stuff because, you know, I'm dying anyway. And she ordered zero sugar stuff by accident. I still maintain that that's an accident. We'll assume that that's the case. But it was Powerade zero sugar. It's just like sucrose in it, I guess. And I got quite a few more grape. I finally got grape. Remember, I've been going on about not being able to get any grape Gatorade or grape Powerade or grape nothing, quite frankly, just soda. And I don't want to drink soda. I don't want to drink grape soda. So there was eight times four. There was like 32. There were like 16 grape and 16 fruit punch. And I mean, I got a lot of empties. It's ridiculous how many empties I had because I just throw them wherever I am into the trash, and they wind up. I have to pull them out for recycling because yes, I do care about the planet, contrary to what people say. I do. Okay, now that we've got that out of the way, so it was pretty good, and I wanted to try something new, but I didn't want to make a major investment in it, so I got a couple of vitamin water zero sugars. And the one before this was acid berry and blueberry, and it sucked. It was really bad. I mean, honestly, really bad. I'm practically traumatized bad. And the one I had before that was like a lemonade, kind of a lemonade and something or another, and it wasn't so bad. So we're going to try this one. Let's see. Yeah, here we go. No, this is pretty good. I mean, it's a little bit of an aftertaste with the sucrose. But it's better. These are like $2 and change. Usually I wait for stuff to go on sale, which is why I was sucking down the Powerade like a maniac. But I can't, you know, I can't do the sugar. Every now and then I could have like a soda or something. I don't even really want to do that too much. And when I've been drinking sodas, like if I've been either out, which I'm not, or ordering food, I've been drinking Diet Sprite because I'm just moving away from the caramel color of Coca-Cola. Plus, there's no caffeine. If I have one cup of coffee in the morning, and I'm going to switch that back to tea pretty soon. I just need to get. I like my double bergamot Earl Grey from Stash. Oh my God, that's good stuff. If I turn you on to one thing over the course of this whole, well, we're referring to things as projects now, whole project that is the Midwood Files, it would be try that tea. I tell people, they're like, I got a tea I like. I don't want to drink the fucking tea. Double bergamot, Earl Grey by Stash. And if you're a dark tea drinker, you know, those darkies, if you're into, black tea, I just turned tea into racism. Isn't that amazing? Anyway, pretty sure I could do it with anything if I try hard enough. Try it. I'm going to say one more time. Double Bergamot Earl Grey by Stash. Yeah, I highly recommend. I don't have any in the house right now, so I'm going to get back to it. And that other stuff, that Tazo Awake tea. I think friggin' Starbucks owns those, which is real interesting because you can't get those in the Starbucks location because I tried several times. Starbucks doesn't really have a whole lot of tea selections. You would think they would have more, you know. I know they're a coffee place, but, you know, a lot of people like tea when they sit there with their Wi-Fi and, whatnot. So this is not bad. This is not bad. It's been an interesting week in general, I got to say. Had a couple happy days, had a couple not so happy days. I wound up buying I spent some money last week while I still had money. And I bought an iron. I bought a cross made out of friggin' railroad ties, which is really cool. There's a picture of it up on my Instagram if anybody's actually interested in seeing it. It weighs, it's a whole lot. I mean, if you threw this thing at Satan, you would really give him a nod on his head. It's that sort of thing. So, I bought that. It arrived, and I'm very happy. And I bought some, possibly not wanting to give certain things away, I bought some nails that are very sharp on one end to be able to write on candles. If if you want to know why a person might want to be able or want to do that, you might want to look that up on the internet, because I ain't telling. No. It's not going to be a super long show tonight, because one, I'm a little tired. We were playing with our equipment right up, like literally like 11:15, 11:20, because things are changing. I wanted to talk about this a little bit here. Things are changing over here at the Midwood Files. We're adding back video. But what we're going to do is, and I have to set the account up this week, I guess. I already have one, but I have to do the pay thing with them so they let me stream. Rumble does not let you stream unless you pay them or unless you allow them to show their commercials, their roll-ins. I don't know what their roll-ins are. I would rather be commercial-free. Obviously, we've maintained that mode for the duration of the Midwood Files. I would like to keep it that way. All this means is that if you already have a Rumble account, and I suspect some of you might already, you'll be able to, I'm using my air name is, my screen name is, or what is it, username? So many fucking names. My username is LF Midwood, and it's LF Midwood on Rumble. I already locked it down. And actually, this week I spent a lot of time looking around, because, you know, it's a new platform, and it's not super new. It's been around a year and change, I guess, maybe a year and a half, possibly two. I'm not really sure. A lot of people who got banned from YouTube wound up moving over, and there are some people who are both using, and this is our kind of people, if you know what I mean, they're still using YouTube because they're still monetized over there and haven't gotten kicked off. So they're doing YouTube and Rumble. I decided, why even bother going back to friggin' YouTube, with their terms of service and their, you know, their, what is it? That algorithm. I don't want to mess with the fucking algorithm or any of that shit. I'm just not want to do it. So shows will be live on Saturday, and it's going to be the audio show. If some of you, if my long listening fans, think back, they'll remember when I was running audio and video. I was running the video out of here. I had a server. I had a business line and a server, and I did that for a while until I got tired of doing video. This time around, I'm much more enthused, as you can probably tell. Yeah, Midwood enthused. The bipolar guy's enthused. I have all the equipment. We were playing with stuff. We're trying to figure out what we want to do with lighting. I got a longer strip of green screen because I refuse to go up unless I have my website behind me, because that's my thing, man. Okay. that's my thing. So it should be fine. Just there's a couple of things that have to happen before next Saturday, but I'm feeling a little bit energized to be able to do them, and I got a couple of 2-for-1 projects, meaning I do something and I get two things out of it, which is really good. I'll tell you what one of them is. It's actually really funny. I have a couple of old Antec steel server cases, because I had a couple of, when I built machines back in the day, I liked to have a lot of room to move my elbows around and shit. So I bought 2 steel cases. They have 80 millimeter fan thingies in their hard drive chassis. So like real ancient. So, I mean, you know, I'm not really using them for anything other than the fact that they're big ass steel cases, and there's 2 of them. So, to the left of me, I know you've never even seen this when I was running video, but to the left of me, there was like one of those TV fold up tables that we had that we bought when we were in Dallas. Even we were right outside Dallas. And it's been with us like a long, long time. And that's where in the morning I'll come in and I'll have a coffee and a bagel, and we'll, you know, and we'll kibitz. The producer and I will kibitz a bit, staring at each other when we first wake up, which is never, never, never a pleasant experience. We'll look at the mail, you know, we'll do shit like, you know, like normal people do, only we'll do it like 6 o'clock at night, which is really kind of sad. But the table, I had, I don't really know how to explain this, and it seems to be somewhat separate from whatever was going on with my sicker or vomiting. Every now and then, I'll just, like, get dizzy and fall the fuck down. And, you know, when I was 280, it was a problem because I would fall on shit, and that would be the end of it, you know. But I have been lighter. I've been hanging around that 225-ish. But I fell down, and I broke the table. I literally just, you know, pretty much crushed it. So what we're going to do is the steel cases are buried under some stuff in this room. So we're going to get the steel cases out. And the stuff that's buried in this room is in front of the green screen. So I'm not going to be able to do my green screen unless I get the crap out. So and it's not crap. There's actually stuff in here that I need that's important to me. And even stuff that came in. You ever have this thing with Amazon where something came in from Amazon and you just didn't open it right away? And then you kind of put it somewhere and then you don't know where it is. So it's almost like a surprise. Eventually you'll be like, oh, look at that. You know, there's a little bit of that. I got both pairs of cowboy boots and now over there and a backup mixer. There's stuff that needs to be excavated. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to move the two steel cases over to the left hand side where the table was. And I have a tray, like a longer tray that I'm going to put on top of it. So now it becomes a table because it's tilting. I wish I could. It's still standing, but it's tilting. And it's making me nervous when stuff goes on there. And, you know, I have enough making me nervous shit in my life that I don't need to be encountering it first thing in the morning. It would just not be good. So we're going to do that. And we're going to set the green screen back up. And so I've been watching a fair amount of stuff. I don't care to mention who because it doesn't matter at this point. I want to get a better grip on things before I start, you know, because if you mention someone, you're basically recommending them to one degree or another, unless you're just saying there's an asshole. And I haven't run into any assholes as far as, you know, as far as watching stuff, but there's some people on the edge. so yeah, very much anticipating, video. We pulled cables and we couldn't get the video and the camera's fine. I was scared about the camera because it's a Canon SL3. It's the smallest one they make, and it's been mounted up there for a very long time. And I was a little bit nervous about it because I don't necessarily have $600 to throw around for a new camera. I do have a backup, but I don't. But it's not that camera. It would be 1080p. It would be like whatever Logitech's top end camera is. But I'm using that in the bedroom, which is to say I'm not really using it. It's just sitting there because I don't really use a cam in the bedroom at this point in my life. But I have before. For like gymnasium show over there at the Hank and Pete Network. I think I got that right. I don't know. So yeah, there's lots of preparation and we're running around and there's stuff and we're making lists and doing things like that. So, yeah, I do look forward to returning the video, but I've been watching stuff cause I want to know where the line is. You know what I mean? As far as what you can say and what you can't say and that sort of thing. Because it's always good to know when you walk into a situation, any situation, what the line is. What can I say and what can I? I don't think the profanity doesn't seem to be a big deal. And I don't think I'm excessively profane anyway. They got a thing about racism and bullying and stuff. So I have to like be careful about that, I suppose. But I'm smart enough to be able to do it. So I'm not super worried about that. It's not super worried at this point. But what's the worst they can do? Toss me? You know, I am also going to upload my shows to BitChute. So just in case I do get tossed, there's at least another platform. I won't be doing them live if that's the case. Yeah, doing live off my own site turned into a thing. I'm not saying it's impossible, but I'm going to talk about part of why it's not exactly super easy for me to do at this moment. I don't know whether some of you have followed the saga of John Lightning and having the server, you know, because when we were on a server, we were on a virtual server at IBM Cloud, and they warned us, but we were like in a real old section. We were like in a super old section. And they wanted to get rid of it. So what they did was they told customers you have X amount of time to move your stuff. You can get a new, you know, newer server, newer virtual server, mind you, and we'll move your stuff and everything will be good. There won't be any problems. You have to get a new IP, but there won't be any problems. So they notified this. John notified me, and I was usually futzing around with the server, so I kind of got notifications that this was like something that was going to happen. So it wasn't a surprise that it was going to happen, but they did it a bit quicker than we had originally anticipated, meaning 2 to 3 weeks earlier. We thought we had more time. So everything went down. This happened to coincide with when my Aunt Jerry died. So I was, for all intents and purposes, a basket case. And I was unable to do anything to step in. I directed John to get in touch over with Larry over at Area 51, who's our good friend. He pays for basically John's airtime. I mean, there's really no other way to put it. He's keeping John Lightning on the air over there at BCQ. So they set him up. Well, he's been set up with some servers, John's, and I'm on it now. As a matter of fact, I'm on it. It's a Icecast server, and I'm on it now. So we talked, and I got better. Things were okay. Okay-ish. I don't even know how to describe it. But I was functional. This is the best term to put it. So John and I had always talked about having a server in his house. You know, that was because you're totally in control of your content. It's yours. There's nothing. Nobody can say nothing or take. I mean, Verizon would have to get mad at you. And they don't care. As long as they're getting their money, and it was a business account, so they were getting a little bit more money. As long as they're getting money, they don't really care for the most part. And there's nothing that John does, or even, like I said, that I do that would really be that much of a problem, I don't think. So John got the line, and we had a server that we were going to use. We had a box. When I say box, I mean computer. I'm going to say box because that's what I say. We had a box that we were going to use. So I went down to John's place and went around setting it up. And I had some issues, and there was something, some strange stuff going on. But I finally got it up. I got the audio server up and running. Larry actually interceded because I was doing something wrong and I didn't realize it. So Larry pointed it out, and then we had joy on that. And that was like on a weekend. And I think I came home on like a Monday. I think I came home on a Monday night via bus. So I was, you know, walking around my house like, oh, it's nice to be home. You know, I like visiting with John. I don't get to spend much time with him. So I appreciated being able to spend any sort of time with him. But, you know, it was stress tension type stuff because you're trying to get something up and running. Now, it wasn't all about stress and tension. Because I wound up smoking a fair amount of weed while I was down there, which is probably not a surprise to most people. And some of you may know this story, by the way. He calls me on Friday, that following Friday, and says, uh-oh. If the first thing you hear from a guy on the phone is like, uh-oh, you know, anything. So I was like, oh, shit. So he said, yeah, it's not working right. Something's not right. It seems the server's not doing, it's not, the computer itself is not behaving properly. So, I was like, oh, shit. So I said, all right, I'll come back. But before I came back, we ordered, we looked online while I was on the phone with him because we wanted to get it there as quickly as possible. We ordered a new box, which was really nice. It's a real nice box. Apparently, there isn't a lot of room for expansion, which is disappointing, but it's a real nice box. So I went down and I installed stuff on that box required for the server and got the audio server working. But I was having issues with Apache for a web server to be able to serve the archives, you know. So because John's been using SoundCloud, I think. Yeah. No joy. And then, so I got Larry back on the phone and he looked at what I was doing and the audio was good. I had that down. Yay. But the issue is, that John was trying to use, and you know, the whole project, entailed us. So it wasn't, you know, just John was, it was more, you know, we had an idea of what we wanted to do. The Apache was having issues serving files off of removable drives. What that means is that if you installed it on C drive and I tried to take it off, tried to serve the file off of a D drive that was installed on the machine, we would have no problems. But these removable drives, they come up with like, you know, random numbers, you know, random drive numbers sometimes. And Apache don't like it. So we were like, ah, shit, what are we going to do, you know? So that went into Larry thinking about that and having that be something that was going to be like a long-term, how are we going to do this? Which obviously made John unhappy. So, and that was it. That was where we were left. John and I tested the audio. I forget that following weekend. I came home, yay. Because I was over at John's like 10 out of 14 days, I think it was. And yeah, I must be really stupid, right? I mean, it took me that long. Well, these things are like that. And then you got to troubleshoot them, and then there's this issue and that issue. And so there's a reason why managed care costs so much money for boxes and friggin' anywhere, quite frankly. So I let me get a little drink here. I took my mouth is dry, and it's like meds dry. This watermelon peach one ain't so bad. Still got a little sucrose aftertaste, but I tried. We were just testing the audio server like that weekend. I think John and I were playing with it, and it performed beautifully. Things stayed connected. Actually, it was an issue because Jim. I set up some friggin' Shoutcast servers, which are really old. I know. Don't tell me. Shoutcast servers up for Gymnasium over there at the Hank, Jim, and Pete Radio Network. And he was testing, and it disconnected a couple of times. And I'm like, I don't know what's going on. So what I did was we used TeamViewer, and I TeamViewed into John's server at his home, you know, the second one we set up. And what the deal was is there was a not spin down, and the hard drives were spinning down. You know, when you set it up and you set up the in Windows, you set up the electric where you tell it if you want it to do this, that, or the other thing. Power options, that's what they're called, after a certain amount of time. Well, we had them set for, like, never, like, don't do anything ever. But this freaking, and this was Windows 11 Pro, I might add. The freaking hard drive spin down thing was buried a little bit deeper. John found it, and we set it to never. And subsequently, the box stayed didn't go do anything. It stayed on, which was excellent. Gymnasium was able to do, because he's got a Tuesday gig with Offshore Radio. He was able to use it, I believe, for Offshore that night, and it worked. It performed marvelously, which was great. You know, again, for Shoutcast, not Icecast, which is what we were running or trying to run. And we were running it. It was running, so. What wound up happening is it was a Windows 11 update, and the whole thing went south. I mean, I'm not even talking Mexico. I'm talking, like, you know, Central America south, you know, not quite South America, but close, maybe halfway to South America in a canoe kind of deal. It was bad. TeamViewer stopped working, and John was like, that's it. He couldn't, that was it. He had had enough. So we were like, okay, you know, and I was like, oh man, you know, because I really wanted to get it up and running. And, you know, when you're dealing with mission critical stuff, which this is, you want it to work. I mean, you want it to do what it's fucking supposed to do. And oftentimes, again, with installations, you got to troubleshoot things, and it's this, that, and then that works, and then this. What you do, you troubleshoot it. John didn't, he didn't feel that he wanted to, or he didn't feel he wanted to invest his nor my you know, my work into that type of situation where it was going to be, whenever there was an update, something was going to go wrong and the whole thing was going to come crashing down. And I would, and you know, I have my pride, you know, I was like, this server kicked my ass. And I've set up servers before. I set up the one that you were using. I mean, that everybody's been listening to with audio and streaming files from for the last 6 years. I set that up, you know? And I set the original metal box up that we got when we were still in Brooklyn, going back to like 04, you know. So it's not like I don't know how to do this stuff. I mean, I will admit that since the onset of the bipolar and the drugs, it's hard, you know, it's harder for me to remember things 100% sure for true. But I generally get around to it at some point in time. I guess that's the best way to put it. So what we decided to do, we were going to do what Larry was doing, because Larry's stuff has been pretty solid. And Larry, you know, Larry was talking to me about Icecast like years ago. And I'm like, nah, I don't want to do that, you know, because it was moving, you know, migration and moving people is not always an easy thing. So I called him up and I said, John just wants to have whatever you have because it seems to be, you know, solid. And he replied that other than to add our mount points, which are the things we're on now, you know, so that R&I could use his server. He hadn't rebooted it in 2 years. I mean, that's solid. You know what I mean? I was like, really? So we start talking, it turns out that I thought it was Amazon shared computing thing or whatever their thing, their cloud thing is. Turns out he was using IBM, exactly what we were using. Now, John and I, when he told me, I was like, oh, shit. You know, because not for nothing, they booted us early, so we don't exactly have a high opinion of those folks over there. You know, and I spoke to that guy on the phone. They must have had one guy on that legacy stuff from SoftLayer, I think. That was the original company before IBM bought them. They must have had one guy on the phone, because whenever I called, I got that guy. And there weren't a lot of phone calls to that guy until the end. Like the last 6 months, 6 to 8 months, it was a terror with that server. It was an absolute goddamn fucking nightmare. So he's like, no, I have a Linux box up there, Linux virtual, and it works great. So I said, oh, great. So we get John on the line, right? Literally, I conference John in, and I'm like, hey, John, I'm talking to Larry, and we're figuring out what we're going to do forward. And it turns out that Larry's using IBM and the IBM cloud services. And John was, I could hear a little grrr. A little John groan. Not a big one. But a little John groan, you know. You'd have to really be, you know him very well to like discern it. You know, it was just really one of those subtles like that, you know. And it was non-directional, like cats. It's pretty funny. Anyway, so he was like, and I explained to him that it was Linux and that it was a lot stabler and it hadn't come down in 2 years, and I had Larry right there on the phone so we could do it right now. And he was kind of like, and I told him I could get into his old account and we could just add it on to his old account. And he was like, oh, all right. So we went. So I had Larry, gave Larry the credentials to get into the account. And the server's up. I don't know if we finished because we got rather tired that night. I don't know. And I told John he didn't need to be on the phone with us while we were doing it. And he seemed to be somewhat grateful for that, as were we. We got like halfway there. The server's up and running, meaning the Linux server is up and running itself. The servers that the audio servers, meaning Icecast, has not been deployed yet, but will be shortly. I mean, that's where we're at on that. Now, in the middle of all this, we're for some unknown reason, I get off the phone with John, and John, we're trying to figure out how to do the public folder for the R&I archives, you know, because the archives need to be rebuilt because of the assholes over there at IBM. See, this is where a lot of the animosity comes from. They didn't give us any warning, so we couldn't get our archives off. And there were years and years and years and years of archive. Dave the Boogeyman pretty much lost everything he had. And John lost a significant chunk. That being said, that's why we were kind of a little cautious about going back to IBM, you know. But we did, you know, and it's going to be better this time, you know. Everybody is, of course, cross your fingers. And like I said, it ran smooth as silk for like, you know, 6 years. What happened is that we were running a really old OS. I think we were running Windows Server like 12 or something, 11. I don't even know. But whatever we were running, it was really old. What happened is we started working as soon as I got off the phone. I don't even remember what it was. It was like midnight or something. The producer and I started to figure out how we're going to do the public folder. And I figured we'd run it off of John's website. So we were working and we were trying to figure it out. And it's with WordPress installation, things are hinky sometimes. So you got to be really careful. And we installed, I think that was done via script even. I think it was an automatic script. So I like to do shit by hand so you know what the deal is. So we were playing around, and then all of a sudden, the site was gone. there's really no other way to put it. The site just disappeared. We were playing with it, and she's like, well, that's why none of the stuff we did worked. And I was like, well, probably. But I had to call John the next morning and tell him his friggin' website disappeared. I mean, the URL was still there, and I didn't know whether it was the friggin' domain had expired or something like that. So I told him first thing in the morning, call whoever your domain registrant is, and I think it was Network Solutions, and have them check to see if everything's like okay. So he went, and it turns out that it was only had a year left, so he threw a bunch more years on there, and they weren't the problem. They were not the problem. So then I had him call HostGator, who's I've never had really any problems with. Gene and I have been using them for like long before John, you know, John's site was built. So he calls them up and they're like, yeah, there was some sort of event or something that happened and blah, blah, blah. And we're like, well, what do you mean? You know, what do you mean by event? What is this event you speak of? You know, it was a nice Jamaican lady on the phone, but I could only hear her off the speaker because John had her on speaker and then he was kind of holding it to the thing. So I didn't get a full grasp of what she was saying, but I'm willing to bet that they actually do have malarkey on the island of Jamaica. That would be my guess. Here. So, wow, the sugared version of this must be awesome. Holy smokes. Yeah, I don't need her. It would kill me. I know. I have to stick around. I get it. I understand. I understand the mission, as they say. So, yeah, it was like, what's going on? You know, we started looking at the directory, right? You know, Gina and I, we're like, you know, in the website itself through cPanel, and we're like, you know, file manager. And we're looking, and it's like, why are there two public HTLM files? And why does the one that's inside the FTP folder have all the files, but the one that they were looking at didn't? Because this was a big thing on the phone. She was saying, and John was saying, that I'm in the public HTLM folder and there's no files. It's just gone. There was an htaccess file. That's it. That's all there was. So we're like, what are you talking about? Because we were over at the public HTLM file that was nested inside the public FTP file. That had all the files. So it's like, oh, you know, and I'm like, I don't know what they're talking about. And the whole thing became so frustrating for the three of us, I guess, and the Jamaican lady too, I suppose, that it's like, you know what, let's just do a refresh. Let's just do, are they capable of doing a restore, like some sort of master restore? So we were like, and she said, yeah. So we're like, well, what date could we bring them, you know, what time frame could we restore it to? You know, it's kind of like, you know, on Windows when you have the restore feature thing on and you bunk something up when you like try to install something and it fucks your system, and you go to that and you go to system restore and you restore because there are restore points. It's the same thing on a larger level, on a larger scale, really. Because all this stuff is virtual. Or if not virtual, at least shared. Meaning it's one big computer that all these websites are on. So we said, yeah, let's do that. You know, I think they wanted $25 from them. I think it was like, yeah, for $25, we'll restore it. And they said, well, what date do you want? And we figured like maybe the day before, because everything was peachy. Speaking of peachy, everything was peachy on Sunday when we put John's show blurb up and when we uploaded the file to John's folder. So they say fine. She said within 2 hours. Like, so John and I are like pacing around. He's at his house, I'm at my house, and I'm like waiting for this thing to come up, because it's like, I know John gets like upset, and it's like, I really didn't want this to be one more thing that was like, you know what I mean, discouraging. You know, the guy, from a technical standpoint, he needs support people, because what he does on Sundays is magic. And it's one of the reasons why I've always put up with the bullshit, is that just to be part of something bigger than myself. I'm sure Larry feels the same way. I'm sure Alan Weiner feels the same way. Because John, for all his foibles, he's a genius. He's a fucking genius. So, and you don't see genius very much in your life. You don't, it's not, I don't think it's something that is, you know, people throw it around like it's whatever, but you know, John is a genius. He might even be a savant. I would go, I don't know, maybe, I don't know, that I had to slap him there a little bit. I don't know, maybe, I don't know. I've seen him do other stuff pretty good, though. So that's questionable. But anyway, so we try to relieve him of much stress as we can by taking care of technical shit, you know? So we were waiting, and we were waiting, and we were waiting, and it was nothing, and then it turned into the next day, and it was nothing. And then it turned in because then John got an email shortly after we had done this that said, oh, it could take up to 24 hours for the restore to take place. So we were like, all right, you know, let's kind of chill. You know, whatever qualifies as chilling. I hate that word. But I went back and I started to look over the directory, you know, in the actual file structure of the website itself. And I said to myself, why are there two HTLM directories? You know, because there's only one. The HTLM directory is where the files go that the web browsers pull them from. Even people who aren't SaaS, technically inclined, it's the folder, and anything you put in that folder is actually your website because that's what's pulled by. I know I'm repeating myself, so I'm looking it over, and I'm saying to myself, well, and I actually said something while the Jamaican lady was still on the phone because the producer pointed out to me that I did say something, but I didn't act on it because I was like, oh, they're going to do a restore anyway, so what's the difference, right? Because I didn't know what would happen if I did this thing. So we were waiting, and I said to myself, well, why don't I take all the files out of the HTLM directory that was inside the public FTP directory and put them in the other HTLM directory, which was in the main directory. I did that and the website came back. It did. It just poof. Okay. So that's great. That's awesome. So John emailed because John emailed back that we figured it out on our own. Thank you very much. And that was cool. And we also, in the process of doing all this, we also realized that a good part of John's archive and a substantial part of Dave's archives were on John's website in a different directory. I think I had started some sort of project like a year or two ago, and it was about moving files. I know I had producer working hard on it. It was about moving files. And I don't remember why. I have no clear recollection of why. See, that's how you know I'm getting old. So basically what we're going to do is we're going to move those archives and make them servable off of John's website, probably with a subdirectory like archives.johnnylightning.com or something. We're not at that point yet, but that's the plan. That's what we're going to do. So now all those archives will be servable again. And, you know, Dave had like over a decade, you know, 15 years. I don't even know how long he's been doing stuff, but the vast majority of it was in that folder. And it's really funny because the producer says to me, you said, move the folder, right? I apparently moved the folder over there. That's what I did. And I told her not to touch it. She says, I told her not to touch it. So she hasn't touched it for like 2 years. And it's like John was poking around and he found it. And he's like, oh, look at that. So I'm like, yeah, I called him to tell him. And he already knew. And he had just gotten off the phone with Dave because Dave took it really hard when his files disappeared. And I don't blame him. But it's also learning the lesson of backing up from your site, from your local site. It's a big thing. So that being said, we're all just pleased as punch. Hopefully I'll be able to hook up with Larry again sometime in the super near future. And we'll be able to finish the... Oh, and it's Linux. So, you know, that's another thing I was going to try to explain. I don't know if I can install the video server that I was using, Mist server. I know there's a Linux version of it, but I don't know... To be quite honest with you, I don't really know Linux, but I do have a spare machine. I had my aunt's machine, so I'm thinking of installing Linux on there and starting to get some sort of familiarity, because Linux is super solid, depending upon variant, but all of them mostly are super solid, more so than Windows. The only reason I went with Windows, and we've always gone with Windows with RNI services, is because I know it. Do you know what I'm saying? So it's not in a mission critical situation with serving audio and John's files. Super, it's a super mission critical, as they say. I've just been more comfortable in a Windows environment, so that's what we always went with. But we want to go like super solid. So it'll be Linux this time, and I'll learn it. Even if I learn just the basic stuff that I need to know, I know a little bit because I ran SUSE not that long ago. few years ago I was running it, and I was in the process of actually moving a machine to Linux, the file server, when the machine went kaput. I don't know whether it was the board. I think it was the board, because I tried a different hard drive and it did not like it. It was unhappy. So, you know, sometimes you got to move forward just for the sake of it. And I'll always run Windows at home, but I'm just going to run a Windows box so that I, you know, I know what the hell is going on at any given point in time. I can't keep calling Larry in the middle of the night to, you know, to take care of my Linux box. It's just not appropriate. You know, I'm sure he would, you know, but I don't want to put Larry in that situation, because he's been aces for us. And I don't want that to be, I don't want that to be a problem. Like, when I call him, I'd like him to know that it's a major, big, serious problem, not something like, how do I reboot this thing, you know, that sort of thing. So yeah, it's been a very technical number of weeks. And then the cat disappeared. So I was, you know, very, very stressed. I would say I'm starting to come out of it, watching some of the stuff that goes on over there at Rumble, it has been interesting. I think I can do that. Let's say I said that to a friend of mine. I think I can do that. Pretty sure I can do that. So, you know, I'll just bring my own perspective. I don't know exactly how I want to work things. I know I tend to read a lot of articles, and I'm not quite sure I want to read articles in their entirety anymore. I'm going to have it hopefully set up so that I can bring up a web browser on the screen while I'm a smaller portion of the screen, and then I could bring stuff up and point to it, kind of deal. Because I've always wanted to do stuff with, like, tweets of the week and whatnot, because there's some crazy shit still on Twitter, some crazy stuff, and Getter, and all sorts of, you know, things that I could, like, even micro commenting on a microblog is really what I'm talking about it. But I think if I read the stories ahead of time, which I generally do, and I just can bring it up, I'll be able to right, kind of condense the whole thing and then get to the point, get to where I'm commenting on commentary, rather than just reading the damn story. Because I know I do. I know the commentary is there, but I know I tend to get lost in the commentary a little bit. So I want to, you know, I got to shake things out. It needs a shakeout. The whole thing kind of needs a shakeout. But it's going to be nothing but news and commentary and current events, just like now. It's just going to be a little different. And I'm not going to be running any music, because I can't, because of the DCMA at Rumble. So for those of you who are the music fans and liked a couple of few pieces of music that I play, or even when I was doing a little set in the middle, that's going on the wayside for now. Until I figure out what I want to do permanently. But I am giving Rumble a real good solid shot. Rumble and BitChute, a real good solid shot. And that's that. The producer and I have been trying to figure this out. We got, like, bug bites. We don't leave the house, and we got, like, bug bites. And I'm trying to figure out what's going on. And I have one of those mattresses that doesn't get, like, bugs. It's the foam stuff. But there's something going on, because I got bit behind my kneecap, which is really friggin' annoying. So I have to figure that out. There's another problem. See, it's always not for nothing. It's always problems. But by the same token, there's always rays of sunshine. They're far and few in between, but they are definitely welcome. Something like my cat coming home. You know, there's a real good one. Do I have anything else? It's 53. I've been doing this for like 53 minutes. Yeah, 53 hours. It just feels like 53 hours. I have some, the producer made baked ziti yesterday with real ziti. And she added sausage to it, which is not something that I've always seen. Traditionally, when I have it, and the way I was taught to make it, there's no Italian sausage in it. Italians, you know, those Italians. But there is. So I'm actually looking forward to eating it, because I'm hungry. I was hungry before I started the show, but we have, you know, we were playing with our equipment. Yeah, Midwood's playing with his equipment again. Anyway, that being said, I think I'm going to get out of here. I do have one song to go with. It's a Metallica tune. I'm not quite sure how it equates to anything that I've said thus far. But I just wanted to play it, so I'm going to play it. So anyway, be sure to check back here. Oh, let me do the plugs. That'll take a minute. Okay, head over to lfmidwood.com. There's archives. I have to add, Rumble isn't even on here, is it? No. I got to go over my links, my favorites. It's been a long time, so I need to kind of clean those out, some of them anyway, and add some. But head over to lfmidwood.com. There's archives available going back to six years. I think it's 6 years. Underneath that, it's Take the Red Pill. That's my basic social media, things I haven't been kicked off or banned from. There's also an email address there, and there's a phone number that is actually still live, should you want to text or possibly leave a voicemail. If you go all the way up to the top, there's my favorites, like I said, and then if you go all the way up to the top, there's an 11L R&I link. That takes you over to John Lightning's site. That's johnnylightning.com that we were just talking about, or I was just talking about. And there's a contact thing up there. If you're not comfortable leaving your email, you could use that. I think it asks for an email address, but I don't think it runs through the regular email. It's actually like a contact, and you'll need a valid email address to be able to use it. But it doesn't actually use your email address for transit. I don't know if that makes some people happy or not. I never bothered to explain that. All the way over to the right is our good friend Brad over at Grits Radio. I assume he's still running the show. I don't know. I haven't spoken to him in a while. I used to go by the Area 51 chat room for a while there. I was doing it because they're on Saturday. I found myself having too much conflict with being able to get my own show together. Because my show's on at midnight, and I think the block of time over there, I think is Timtron, and then Larry and Jane, and then I'm trying to think, Brad. Yeah, that 3 hour block, right? Okay, it's the meds, folks. It's not the weed. It might be the weed, but it's the meds. Haven't had any weed in a while. So that being said, I wasn't able to, but I highly recommend. And all their shows are available in podcast form, and so is mine. You know, so they're all downloadable. So when they go live, isn't necessarily as important as the fact that they are all available. And that's it. I think I'm gonna get the honk out of here. Wait, let me see. I gotta do this. Okay, I'm going to play Metallica, and then I'm going to go bye-bye. So I will be back next week. You know, my biggest decision is should I keep my beard? I'm not 100% sure what I want to do with that, going into a video situation. But I'll have that all figured out. So, yeah, just come on back next Saturday, and you should be able to lay eyeballs on me if that's your thing. Anyway, let me play this, and we're gone. Bye. Hey, that's not right. That's not the beginning of this song. That's not the beginning. Luckily, I didn't play a jingle. I didn't jingle into it. See, if I had jingled into it, it would have been a total catastrophe. Okay, let me try this again. All right, here we go. Do I have anything snappy to say? No, I'll have to come up with something. I can't think of anything offhand. Anyway, hopefully I'll see you next week and you'll see me. Thank you.
way. Life is ours, we live it our way. Home these words I don't just say. Trust I seek and I find in you. Every day for us something new. Open mind for a different view. And nothing else matters. Never care for what they do. Never care.
Never care for what they know.
LF Midwood on the 11L Network.
We have reached the end of this program. Please return your host to the full upright position.
Stay tasteless and offensive. Gotta get going. Love you. Bye for now.